That was a great throw by Garrett Green across the middle to Hudson Clement, the Martinsburg High School graduate. So Garrett Green got him a pass there. Great throw and great offensive run.
Stay back on track, though.
Yes.
Because we're going to get to college football in a minute. We're going to talk about the Duke's Mayo Bowl and talk a lot about Mayo. I love Mayo.
I'm so sick of talking about Mayo. Like, everyone's acting like Mayo's never existed prior to this bowl game. Everyone's like, you hear about this Mayo?
Okay.
It's good stuff.
But
I'm sorry, what? You hear about this good Mayo?
It's like playing blackjack, you can get an Uno card.
Yeah, exactly. You get the reverse.
And West Virginia's just going to let it tick. West Virginia gets a win, 2-0 over the South Carolina Gamecocks, and they head to the Sun Belt Conference Championship game.
Welcome. Episode 41 of the PRT Boys Podcast. I'm your host, Quinn Roby, alongside...
I'm Andrew.
Griffin Harper.
And I'm Nico Coretto.
And we are back with yet another episode. Episode 41, the big 4-1. We had big 4-0 last week.
We're about to hit the 5-0. We're about to hit the big number L.
It's probably going to be... It's probably just going to be me hitting 5-0 because I'm going to be the only one here this summer.
Well, wow. We're going to try. I'm going to call you from Japan.
No, you're not. Unless you want to pay for that. All right.
It's a lot of money.
All right.
I'll just say one word.
All right. I said we weren't going to talk about it, but we have to.
Here we go.
As of about now, 3:35 on a beautiful Wednesday afternoon, West Virginia has about three scholarship players, I think, on the current roster of the men's basketball program. Got to shake hands with the new head coach, Darren DeFries, last night. Maybe he shouldn't have been at the baseball game last night. Maybe he should be retaining his roster. I'm going to leave it there.
Did he give a good handshake?
He did. It was a good handshake.
Yeah. His coach always gives a good handshake.
Yeah, it's a good handshake. Well, yeah, because, I mean, that's what they do, you know, 24/7. So with that, there's been some assistant coach additions. I'm going to pull that up now. Maybe if it decides to load, I don't know why it's...
The internet has been really weird as of recently. You know, yesterday I was at my place and just the power went out like in the middle of the day, which was
probably
extremely weird.
Probably because you live at College Park and they forget about, you know.
Yeah, you just want to dox me like that.
Anyways, I digress.
They should be paying you.
Darren DeFries has named Chester Frazier the associate head coach of the men's basketball program. Frazier brings more than a decade of coaching experience from the ACC, Big 12, and Big 10 conferences to the Mountaineer basketball program. He's a native of Baltimore, and Frazier joins the WVU men's basketball staff after serving as assistant coach at Illinois for the past three seasons. Prior to Illinois, Frazier was the associate head coach at Virginia Tech from 2019 to 2021 and an assistant coach at K-State from 2012 to 2019. Following his playing career at Illinois, he served as a graduate assistant for the Illini from 2010 to 2011.
He's got experience.
He has a lot of experience, and if you look at, you know...
He's got a great name, too.
He does. And if you look at what Illinois did this year, I mean, made a pretty good run in the tournament, so that's going to help as well. During his three seasons as an assistant coach under Brad Underwood...
How far did they make it? Elite Eight?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. Frazier helped lead the Illini to the Elite Eight this past season in an NCAA second-round appearance in 2022. And a tournament appearance in 2023. He helped guide Illinois to a Big Ten regular season championship in 2022, as well as a tournament championship in 2024. Illinois won 72 games in three seasons while he was on staff in Illinois. So this is a pretty good hire for him, but obviously I think some of the players are a little upset that, you know, stuff's not getting done quicker, as now you have Kobe Johnson into the portal today alongside... who else entered the portal?
Jeremiah Bembry.
Yeah, Jeremiah Bembry entered the portal. And then you got all the guys going to Akron to play basketball. They've all you got those guys, and you know, there's not much we can talk about because it just sucks. This point in time sucks because it's hard to retain players, but in the fashion that this is happening.
That's just college sports nowadays. I said this last episode. Like, you're just gonna after every season, you just have to expect this. Like, you cannot in this realm of or in this day and age of like college athletics, you cannot expect the same roster every single year. Like, that's just how it is. Like, yes, it sucks, but just like that's just how things are nowadays.
You're not gonna see a lot of teams have a lot of
carry over to the next season. It just is what it is, except those powerhouses.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. I mean,
it is what it
is. Yeah, no, sorry. I'm just trying to fix everything. Yeah, I mean, that is kind of, you know, what it is. I mean, there's not much more that you can, you know, really do. I will say this. Jeff Goodman tweeted today, obviously, Chester Frazier, Corey Barnett from Nevada's rumored to be joining the staff. The only person that is being retained is Trent Michaels, who's the director of basketball operations at West Virginia, and then Nick Norton, obviously coming from Drake. And then Nelson Hernandez from Oklahoma State is going to be the director of player personnel and recruiting, ultimately replacing Jay Kuntz, who that was a question that we talked about, is does he retain Jay Kuntz, who is very good at his job, and it is looking less likely now. So currently there is Chester Frazier officially has his email up on the website, so there you have that. So obviously there's a lot of things that's going to happen within the next couple of weeks, and I think a lot of those things that are going to happen are you're going to see a lot of now you're going to start obviously seeing the roster come together. You're going to see the coaching staff come together. Now if you're DeFreeze right now, you have to start attacking the portal. You have to. You don't have anybody on this roster right
no
now.
No chance without going out.
I mean, like, that's just how it, like,
yeah.
You know, I mean, I've said this, like, over and over and over again, and I'm going to reiterate, that's just how it is. Like, the transfer portal is there. People are going to use it. And if you don't use it, then it's, like, it's basically a death sentence.
Yeah.
For anyone, really. I mean,
you got to use it, but you also can't bring in these mid-major guys. You got to get some guys that have experience in playing these, you know, tough sequences. When it comes to that, I am hoping that this does not play on ESPN. Okay, it didn't play. Okay, good. Wow. Buckos down 9-1 right now in the top of the ninth.
Oh, what a shame.
So it didn't take 20 games. It took maybe, like, what, 10?
No, they're still 11-7.
Split with the Phils.
Yeah, they split with the Phils. The big question was, O'Neal Cruz looked like he got hurt, but he's good now, obviously.
You see Ranger Suarez last night?
Oh, my gosh, we're going to get swept by the Mets.
Complete game shutout.
Wait a minute. They're going to get swept by the Mets. Oh.
Oh.
No, but, I mean, I think the Mets just had to figure things out.
The Mets make me giggle.
I think they just had to figure things out. We'll talk about that later. I just saw that on my thing. That's unfortunate.
You know who has the best record in all of the MLB right now?
What's that?
The Cleveland Guardians.
Yeah, that won't last long either.
You need to calm down.
Let me believe.
Nah, Stephen Kwan, he's good.
Exactly.
But you know what? Let's talk about something that at least the three of us, like, not so much for Nico. The Masters. You know.
The Masters.
We came in here and talked about friends. A lot of, we will talk about this. RBC Heritages this week.
Ooh.
A lot of guys playing in that one that missed the cut in the Masters, but including Masters champion. Scottie Scheffler is going to be playing in that one. He's going to be playing in that one. I would anticipate he probably drops out, though, if his wife has a baby still.
You know what his new name is? Him.
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 Him. I mean, he really is. The guy. I think the guy deserved it. The way that he played on the back nine on Sunday, I thought guy was like...
I love Scheffler.
I mean, he was completely dialed in.
He's dominant.
You know, believe it or not, that was not his best round of the week.
He really wasn't, but still.
With a 66.
Isn't it crazy? He plays with such, like... effortlessness. I feel like you look at guys who were locked in, like go back to like Dustin Johnson when he won a couple years back, Matsuyama. They like, I don't know. I just feel like they're so like they're like intense about it and everything. Scheffler just looks chill out there, and
that's just that flow.
He just goes about his business.
He's just like he's in that flow state, and it's phenomenal. Yeah.
Did you see me on Thursday? I wore my nice little little Nike polo for the Masters.
I wasn't paying a lick of attention.
You know what? You know what just doesn't look good? Tiger Woods without the Nike swoosh.
You know what else doesn't look good?
It really bothers me.
You know what else doesn't look good?
His numbers.
His golf game.
Yeah,
it's because he's not wearing the Nike.
16 over on the tournament.
Didn't he drop a 10?
He shot an 82 on Saturday.
Drop a 10 on a hole? I don't know.
I remember
he probably dropped 10 on about 7 other holes. He had
I remember I got an alert and it said Tiger triple bogey. And
so
like,
he got a 7 on hole number 8, which is a par 5.
Oh shoot!
No, he tripled one of them. I think he got an 8 on the last day.
He did get an 8 on the last day, I think.
Holy moly.
No, he didn't. Yeah, but he did. He got a 7 on 5.
Okay.
Yeah, he got a 7 on 5. That's what sent him in there. So Tiger, obviously, I mean, he had a good first round. I mean, 2 birdies in the first round. Second round had a couple birdies as well, was able to bounce back there, but there's not much you can talk about. It's just sad to see him in that fashion. If you want to talk about somebody, Jordan Spieth, I think, is a little hurt right now as well. It still has a wrist injury. Just wanted to touch on that a little bit. But, you know, we can go and talk about another WVU sport that is on the up and up as of recent.
WVU baseball.
No.
No?
That's not where I was going. Spring football. Spring game's next week.
Oh, I don't.
Spring game is next week.
I was not wrong with what I said.
No, you weren't, but we will talk about them later. Shook hands with the next Heisman Trophy winner, Garrett Green, last night.
Oh,
I got to say what's up to Garrett. He was there taking in what a lot of people thought was going to be J.J. Weatherholt, his debut in the field, and then J.J. decided to pull his hamstring yet again.
So what's the deal with that?
I heard it was just tightness, so I think he should be fine, but please, that's obviously sucks.
The second he comes back in, we're back in the rankings. Like,
no, I mean, they'll still probably win.
They'll stay there.
I mean, no, yeah, but obviously he just puts you to a whole nother level.
Well, yeah, I mean, I called that game. I called it last weekend, Friday and Saturday. I called that Saturday game where J.J. hit that home run, and
Do you legitimately think he's going to be a good pro?
I 100% do. I think if he can get this hamstring issue figured out, I think he's going to be a great pro. I think he's going to be kind of like Paul Skeens, where he'll get drafted. He'll go and play, you know.
Year in the minors?
He'll play 1 year in the minors. Or 1 year, I should say, like one half, year in like half of the season. Like
the end of last year.
What Paul Skeens did, like the end of last year, he'll play double A.
He throws absolute gas to Paul Skeens.
And then he'll go and he'll start in triple A come, you know, the start of next season. But
wouldn't it be great if he, like, just, you know, got drafted by the Phillies?
He won't, because he won't drop that far.
Yeah, that is true.
Yeah.
What do you think, like top three probably?
I mean, yeah. I think he's projected number 6 last time I went.
I know he was number 1 at the beginning, but then obviously
he then hurt. He got hurt, and then he dropped down to 6.
Who's the guy from Wake Forest? Do you know his name?
The guy from Wake Forest?
Yeah, I think he's like projected above him right now. Mm-hmm. I've heard he can absolutely rake.
I have no idea. No, I mean, we'll get to that in a minute.
All right, Nick Hurts.
That's who it is. Yeah, he rakes.
Yeah, I mean, there's not much.
Well, there's another guy that rakes, Jack Caglianone, who last night hit a 515-foot home
Holy
run.
Really?
Moly.
Yep. Holy plays for Florida. Cow. The guy rakes.
Hold on, where was that game being played?
I think in Florida.
That's big, too. You know, yeah. You have, like, Florida's a very low, like, low to sea level too. Like you're not going to get any advantages from elevation.
Yeah, it's not high. Yeah,
he's a first baseman and a left-handed pitcher. He's 6'5",
245. He pitches too.
Yeah, lefty lefty.
Next Shohei Ohtani.
No.
So record-breaking crowd last night that me and Andy were on deck for last night. Got to take in that sight.
Oh, Quinn, you want to hear something?
What?
I wanted to go so bad to this game.
Oh, why didn't
you? I decided to go to class and be a good student.
No one was there, were they?
No one was there. Number two, I'm waiting for this attendance sheet to be passed out.
He didn't
the
pass
whole
it around,
class. He goes, as soon as class ends, he goes, don't worry about attendance today. And I me and this one guy behind me.
Oh, good, so we didn't miss one.
Yeah,
me and this guy behind me, we just looked at each other and we were like, are you kidding me? Like, I
know, I'd have picked you up.
Just a waste.
In front
of
a record crowd, the baseball team defeated Pitt. The little brother from up north, 6-3.
It was a phenomenal
Tuesday
game.
Tuesday evening. Kedrick Family Ballpark.
When's our next home game?
Next weekend. Take on Baylor. The same weekend as the spring game. And then, let's see. Let's look at that schedule. So they play Baylor that weekend, and then they go to PNC, and we'll play on Tuesday. Might hear it on U92 The Moose. We haven't got an official word yet. And if that... Because, I mean, Mounts announced it last night. So, I mean, you know, if that does happen, you can hear my beautiful voice on the call with Sir Jonathan Hamilton and Mr. Joey Bray
Jonathan
on the call
Hamilton.
For that one at PNC Park. First pitch set for 7 p.m. Pregame will then start at 6:30. That one most likely be hosted by me and Joey on that one. That game will be also nationally televised on ESPNU as well, but they will take on Baylor next weekend on a three-game series. Wednesday, they play Penn State in University Park. So they play Texas Tech this weekend, probably should win that series. And then you take on Penn State, and then you got to come back and play a really good Baylor baseball team. Then you got to take on Pitt yet again at PNC Park, that game nationally televised. And then they go to Cincinnati. They come back and play Penn State here on Wednesday, game that you can catch on U92 The Moose, where I will be on the call. And then me and Anissa Gallo will be on the call for the Kansas State series. That is the last home series here. I will be on the call for that one as well. Wow, I have a lot of games coming up. Oh my, I didn't even notice that.
Yeah.
But this baseball team,
they're fun to watch.
They're so much fun to watch. I mean, JJ, I think he'll be okay, and I think he'll come back and be just fine. But
I mean, like, without JJ, we were fine. I mean, you got Sam White.
I wouldn't say we were fine.
I think you were at least like,
I mean, we dropped a series to Stetson. I mean,
I got sunburned at the game on Sunday.
I didn't even go, dude.
Wait, you were at the game on Sunday?
I was at the game on Sunday.
I was also at the game on Sunday.
Did you get burned?
Yeah. I think I still am.
I was supposed to call that game. I gave it up to AP so he could have his last two.
AP and Sylvie in the booth. It was great.
West Virginia currently sitting atop of the Big 12 standings at first place as they have the head-to-head over Oklahoma. Yes, they are first place in the Big 12 right now on a winning streak as well. Continue to look at that as they play 9-9 in the Big 12 Texas Tech this weekend. Texas Tech, though, they do have 26 wins and 11 losses, so there's not really a bad team in the Big 12 except BYU. BYU is the only team under 500. They are three games under 500, but they have a better record than Houston, so they are not in last place.
Big 12 always consistent in baseball every year, it seems.
Every team is good, and you're going to lose Texas and Oklahoma, so it's probably going to be West Virginia Conference. It's going to be theirs to own next year.
The Pac-12 teams are joining.
Yeah, but
for baseball, right?
Yeah, but I don't think any of those teams are better than this West Virginia team right now.
No.
So I think, I mean, even though you're losing, obviously, Randy Mazey, but he's handing it over to Saban, so it's going to be the same.
Yeah,
it's going to be ran the same way. Yeah. Saban's is doing the recruiting right now anyway, so
perfect.
You're going to be, I mean, this Big 12 conference is West Virginia's to own next year. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't like making a bold statement like that, but it's just true. I mean,
just
you're losing Oklahoma and Texas.
Rolling.
They're at the top of the conference as well. I mean,
same thing in football.
Yeah, I shouldn't say that about Texas. I mean, Texas, they just got beat last night. They got beat last night 17-9 by, let me find out who.
It's baseball, though, so, like, everyone's going to have their bad games, of course.
Who do they play? I don't even know who they played.
Who, OU?
No, Texas, I'm looking. Oh, my, University of Texas, Rio Grande Valley?
No, it's not.
Is that who they played?
That is not a good loss, if
that's
the case.
Not a good loss at all. Texas dropped him. Yeah, that's who it is, right? UTRGV. That's University of Texas Rio Grande Valley, right?
I think so. Possibly.
Yeah, right? I mean, I don't know. They don't. Yeah, that's who they played. Someone confirmed that. But I'm pretty sure that's who they played. So they dropped. Texas drops that game. That's huge. But, you know, West Virginia, they have an opportunity to get another series win over Texas, or Texas Tech, rather. Another thing, though, they don't have to play Texas this year. So you're going to come back home. You're going to play K-State here soon. They're in the middle of the pack. They're under 500 within the conference at 7-8. You have an opportunity here. Now you can start making a run. You're going to play Baylor, who is towards the top half of the conference, but they're actually, I'm sorry, they are under 500 in their overall record as well. They're at 17-18. But you got a chance to make a little run here if you're West Virginia. Keep winning. You got some pretty fairly easy games here. I don't think Penn State's baseball team is...
No, they're not.
...is, you know, crazy good. No, they're 18-15, so, I mean, they're not bad. I mean, they're over 500. Go ahead.
Quinn, to give you an update, it is University of Texas, Rio Grande Valley.
That's what I was thinking. That's what I thought. Let's see. Yeah, I mean... Yeah, so you're going to have a chance to play... Oh, wow, Penn State played Pitt as well. They beat them 10-1. So there you go. You're going to have an opportunity to get some midweek wins as well. The big thing, though, for this team is they're going to have to get some pitching the weak pitching is going to have to find a groove. David Hageman is most likely out for the year, a UCL injury. Not confirmed, but most likely true. JJ, obviously, you're a little worried about him, but he should be okay. But again, West Virginia, you know, you're going to have a huge opportunity here against Penn State the next, you know, these couple midweek games. And then, you know, you're going to play a Pitt team. They're going to be hungry for a win because it's only a two-game series this year. They don't want swept by West Virginia either. And you're playing at PNC. I tell you, last year, there were more West Virginia fans than there were Pitt fans there. And so,
yes, yep, there was.
You're going to have a hungry Pitt team then, and then you're going to play a Cincinnati team that probably wants to prove themselves. And
there were so many West Virginia fans there last year that we made the Jumbotron with our West Virginia gear on, yes, at Pitt.
We did. That we did.
It was a home game.
Yeah. It was incredible. It was a great experience.
Great seats, too.
Yeah.
Well, it was general admission, so.
Still great seats.
Great seats. I probably have to leave here in a moment, but can I start a little conversation that I'm not sure if you guys would be rather interested in, but I'm extremely interested in.
Let's hear it.
As of, I think, yesterday or the day before, the Olympic flame was ignited.
We were not going to talk about that.
We weren't?
No.
Oh, why not? It's the Olympics, dude.
I'm going to let you talk about that tomorrow in morning round since you showed up to class yesterday.
Okay, all right.
And text our professor.
You showed up to class?
But we told Adam about it. But yes.
It was just okay, automatic for me.
Whoop-de-doo, a flame's lit.
Well, yeah.
I wanted to offend Andy. Go on your ramble. You got about 2 minutes.
Okay, that's fine. But no,
I'm going to punch you in the face.
Hurry up.
Go.
Anyways, so the flame was ignited in Olympia, as it always is, in Greece, and it will make its way around France, and it will be going to such historical sites such as the Verdun Memorial, the D-Day landing beaches. It'll go to Marseille, or it'll start off in Marseille, and then it'll make its ways around France, and it'll go to Coruscant and then all the island provinces of France, and then it'll end up in Paris in July, on July 26th, where it will go from Seine Saint-Denis and then Paris, and then the Olympics will be underway on July 26th, 2024, and I'm not sure where I will be. I'll be back here. But yes, we will be watching the United States win the most amount of golds.
Now, Andy, quick question. Will that flame be at Le Mont Saint-Michel?
Probably. Oh,
no, my bad. I didn't mean to turn it off.
I mean, possibly. Hold on,
Because I have been to a couple places in France, and Le Mont Saint-Michel is the most beautiful.
This was
place
just so seen. Out of context. We were not talking. We're done talking about WVU baseball.
That torch has places to be this summer.
Is Le Mont Saint? Hold on, say it again.
Le Mont Saint-Michel.
Torch has a busier schedule than I do. Hey,
I have a question for you.
What?
Is he gonna come visit me at Kendrick Family Ballpark this summer?
I mean, it might.
It won't. It might. Hurry up.
Does it have a French connection?
I don't know. We got sports to talk about.
The torch. This is sports. This is the Olympics.
It's true.
It's a flame.
The torch might come visit me this summer. You never know. In Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
I thought you were going to the Olympics. I thought you were going to Paris.
Yeah, I wish.
Could you imagine?
I've been.
But no,
go to the Louvre.
To answer your question, I'm not sure because one, I don't speak French, and two, there's a lot of places here, and I see a lot of French.
Is there a place like a small?
It probably won't leave
in the
Europe.
Northwest of France.
No, there's no way it leaves Europe.
No, it does.
It does?
Yeah, no. There's French colonies on like islands in the Bahamas or like the Bahamas area.
Yeah.
And it'll go down there, and then it'll make its way back to Paris. But yeah, no, it will leave Europe for a little bit.
Are they going to be at Equatorial Saint Guinea?
I believe so, actually.
Yeah. I know my geography, man. I know ball.
He does, in fact, know ball. but no, and yeah, no, he does, in fact, know ball. Oh, hello. Jason Kelce lost his Super Bowl ring, but no.
Wait, are we recording?
Yeah.
Yes, we're recording. We stopped recording for a small bit because we had a little bit of technical difficulties, but my point still stands.
Are you still talking about this flame?
Okay,
are
we're
you
done.
Still
okay.
Talking about this flame? Are we fine. Done with
Yeah, we're done talking about that
okay,
flame.
Okay, fine.
Go
fine.
Ahead and leave if you need to.
Okay.
But no, like, are you? Do you need to leave?
I mean, I don't really need to leave until like 4:10. It's 4:01, but you know. But okay. that's all I really want to talk
about. Okay, well, you're done.
French people.
So back to the point of WVU athletics, because that's what's important here.
Look at that.
So they're obviously they're gonna have an opportunity here, the baseball team, to make a run here in the Big 12, and so over the next couple of weeks, you know, obviously I'm gonna be covering them closely. So it'll be all me, pretty much. But within, you know, with football, spring football starting, Rodney Gallagher trying out a little defense, as they talked about today. So he's played a little nickel today. So he'll have that opportunity. So that'll be cool. We can talk more, I guess, after the spring game, which we won't really have an opportunity to until we do a Zoom call over the summer to get these out. So, but spring football, that's obviously something that's pretty cool. I thought you weren't leaving.
I mean, like, it's like a 20-minute walk.
Okay, well, have fun. Adios.
Andy's out the door.
See you, buddy.
Yeah, I need to go to a Japan meeting. So.
Okay, have fun. All right. So, you know, that's pretty much, I mean, the football team, they're going to have an opportunity. You know, they're going to be.
And your heart love has pretty, left the building.
And they're going to be pretty good this year, I think. So, Neil Brown's got an opportunity to make, you know, his way. Or West Virginia's going to have an opportunity to make their way back into things. And then, you know, obviously, Garrett Green's going to be one of the top returning quarterbacks within the Big 12. And
He's the top returning quarterback in the country.
Not according to ESPN, but...
I saw one rankings where it was like he had him above.
It's not... ESPN doesn't have him in the top 10 at all. They have Jalen Milroe over top of him.
It's hard to argue because he went to Bama. And he made it to the national championship playoff.
Yeah, but they lost because of him.
Oh, absolutely.
So, I don't know. I'm just a little salty because... You know.
What a terrible play call to end Nick Saban's career.
We already got into that ramble,
That was Nick Saban's last play.
And...
Oh, God, that's brutal.
So, yeah, but there's not much that you can really, you know, do about that.
Dude, how is A&M this good at baseball, by the way? I'm just
right? Yeah, they're pretty solid.
Four losses? Holy cow. The SEC has 1-3-4 in the country. Oh, my God, they have two.
Yeah, SEC baseball, I know, Joe.
1-2-3-4. That's wild.
I mean, yeah, I mean, it's no joke. We'll talk about that. I just got to pull it up. Oh, my goodness. I mean, West Virginia's ranked, what, 22nd?
22.
So Texas A&M, obviously number one. Kentucky, who I saw last year playing a regional when West Virginia was there, they're looking pretty good as well. East Carolina, who coached at East Carolina years ago? Randy Mazey.
Was it Mazey? Yeah.
Yep. Dallas Baptist out of Conference USA, they're usually pretty good. Virginia Tech is ranked 23rd, West Virginia 22. Arizona will be joining the conference next year. They're ranked 21, so that'll be a force next year. But then other than that, there's no one else that's going to be joining the Big 12 that you really have to worry about. So UCF is dropped out of the rankings, obviously, after getting swept
we did that
the Mountaineers. So, I mean, that's, I mean, you know, this team, obviously, were off to a rough start. I think pitching is still an issue that has to be, that you got to find guys out of the bullpen. But yeah. Pitchers in, it seems like every level of baseball are dropping like flies.
Oh, yeah. I mean, for sure. You look at MLB level, there's been so many guys that have had season-ending injuries.
Your boy, Bieber. I apologize about that.
Yeah. It's rough.
You never know. The Rangers, they lost their best pitcher at the beginning of the season, and they went on to win the World Series.
So, like, you know, Shane Bieber and Spencer Strider, these guys have all gotten hurt. Yuri Perez. And then you look at West Virginia, David Hageman. Derek Clark last year was dealing
Hageman
with injuries.
Not officially out for the year, but that's kind
he's
of
gonna,
the
he's
trend.
He's going to be out for a while.
That's the trend it's turning
the
to.
The fact that all these guys in the majors are, like, getting hurt, now it's like Zach Wheeler's, like, the best pitcher in baseball now just because, like, Bieber and Strider are out.
Yeah, and you know, in terms of West Virginia, Quinn, you said a lot of guys do have to step up. You know, when you don't have David Hageman, you know, you still have Carson Estridge and Gavin Van Kempen, Max Yale, Hamilton Oliver, Joseph Fredericks, Tyler Sertolsky, Robbie Porco. You have a lot of guys in this bullpen that can go out and give you quality innings.
Yeah, absolutely. And you in that bullpen, you got to figure out who can give you those quality minutes. And it's hard. Like, those midweek games, I mean, Gavin Van Kempen, I think he's going to start being just a bullpen guy. So that'll be interesting to see how that comes into play. And then it's – I don't know. It's just – I can't really – like, it doesn't seem that hard, but it is that hard. Like, because guys will come in – these guys didn't just come out of the bullpen in high school. Like, these guys started in high school. And then you want them to get into a rhythm of coming out of the bullpen. It's totally different. It's a totally different ballgame. And so you have to – I'm just trying to think of a way to say it, because it's harder for these guys to make an adjustment like that.
Yeah.
And so
why do you think that there's been such a spike in pitcher injuries this year?
We talked about this last week, was it?
Yeah, it was last week.
I think that's the pitch clock, because you're not giving these guys time to sit and relax. You know, the old way that it used to be, these guys could step off the mound and take a minute for themselves. And, I mean, when these guys were throwing 89 in college, these guys are throwing close to 90 miles an hour, and some of them throw a little more than that, but most of them throw under 89. They're throwing their arms out.
Yeah, but to say throwing that fast is not good for anyone's arms.
I think the pitch clock... It was a great idea at first, but I think you have to look at player safety.
I bet.
But the MLB probably won't do that.
If they – see, they made it even shorter this year. I think they should go back to what it was the year before.
What was it?
It's like – didn't they go from like 18 to 15 or something?
No, it's
like
a 20-second clock.
Is that what it is?
It's a 20-second clock, yeah.
I swear they went down, though, from last
year. No, it's 20 seconds.
All right.
But still, 20 seconds is enough. I think you got to make it 30 or something.
Yeah.
At least give him a half a minute to step off the mound and relax, because I think that's the issue with David Hageman. I mean, he was pitching just fine. And then he came out. They took him into the bathroom right there in the dugout and came out and didn't come back out. And Mazie has said that there a lot of different doctors are looking at it, and they're not going to speculate right now. But if you do speculate, that's the way that it's turning, and it does not look good at all. And it's the same way in MLB. Guys are dropping like flies, and so West Virginia's got to find.
And they're the best guys, too. Like,
yep. I mean, Shohei, he's out right now, too, because of it.
He's out the whole year.
Yeah, he can't pitch at all.
You know who else is out? Ipe Mizuhara.
I mean, it's incredible. And so these guys have got to find a way. I mean, they got to find a way for player safety, because it's happening in college, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I am looking. Okay, so the NCAA just announced that the council changes the transfer rules and permits immediate eligibility for transfers who are academically eligible and in good standing at the previous school and meet the progress toward degree requirements at the new school. So Raekwon Battle, changing the world, changing the landscape of college athletics. Just thought I'd
glad we had throw that for in half there. A season.
I know, right? It didn't matter. But so I think you got to look at it in the fact of they got to do something about that pitch clock, because it's an issue right now. Mm-hmm. It's such an issue. But, again, there's not much you can do when you're Randy Mazie. But I think last night was huge. You know, you break the all-time attendance record in his last home backyard brawl. That's huge. That shows you how much respect he has from this community and from the state.
I bet they're going to break it again by the end of the year.
I bet you they do, too. I mean, imagine if you can do that on a midweek game. Imagine when Baylor comes to town next weekend.
Saturday, yeah.
And imagine what you can do with K-State. I mean, the students won't be here for that, but people will show up.
But so you still got people.
People will show up. And if you trend yourself up and you get into the top 16, you're hosting a regional. So you're going to find yourself sitting nice and pretty.
Might have to travel up for that if they make it.
Yeah, I mean, I'll be up here. I'll actually probably be the one assigned to call those games, because I'm going to be up here for Black Bears.
Going to be paying rent for a house that I'm not going to be able to stay in until next semester, so might as well.
I mean, hey, come up here. Stay up here. Let's look at some regional stuff, because that's obviously huge. If you get to host a regional, that is, I mean, it's huge. Let's see. Projected field. Here we go. This was a couple days ago. Projected field. Here's how it kind of looks. Arkansas going to be the one seed hosting that one. Kansas State is in the mix for that one. Trying to see where West Virginia would fall. In Charlottesville, Virginia. So not heading back to Kentucky, but heading to Charlottesville, Virginia. They would play the three-seeded Maryland. Columbia would be the four-seed in that one. Orlando, so this obviously hasn't been updated because UCF's an 11 seed or is, you know, yeah, is an 11 seed in this, so that will obviously change. West Virginia might actually make their way into this, but Indiana State hosted. Didn't they host a regional last year, Griff? Wasn't there an issue with?
I think they did, yeah.
They couldn't play there because Special Olympics or something already had the field.
Something went up. Yeah. I don't remember exactly what it was, but there was something up.
And if you're Oklahoma State, they had to face Dallas Baptist last year. And I think Dallas Baptist upset them last year, I do believe. So West Virginia is in the mix of that, and my screen is totally frozen. That's not good at all, as we are still recording, so that's perfectly fine with me. But so obviously West Virginia would host, could be looking to host a regional within that. So Griffin, you want to talk some MLB?
I'll talk some MLB.
I know you two will talk some MLB for a little bit. We'll talk a little MLB come that. So, I mean, let's look right now. Scores as of right now, Astros over the Braves.
Wow.
But that is probably game three, so that one probably doesn't really matter. Nationals over the Dodgers right now in the top of the fifth. That might not hold. Other games tonight, Rockies and Phillies playing. Royals and White Sox are playing a doubleheader today. So two seven-inning games, is that what it is in the MLB?
Not anymore.
No.
That was during COVID.
It's 9 innings now.
They need to get rid of that ghost runner on second rule.
International tiebreaker. International tiebreaker. Is that what it is? That's what it's called. The runner on second and extra innings. It's the international tiebreaker is what sucks. It's labeled. Yeah,
sucks.
They do that in travel softball.
It sucks.
It does suck.
Orioles get a win 4-2.
Cedric Mullins, I think, hit a walk-off.
Did he really?
Yeah,
Cedric Mullins.
So now, Orioles and Yankees tied for first in their division. Buccos, one game back from the Brewers now after dropping this series. I think that division right there, the NL Central, is going to be close all year long.
Yeah, you got four teams.
Yeah.
The Cardinals aren't great.
Cardinals are not good. Reds are iffy.
Reds are on the up. They got a lot of young guys, obviously.
Obviously, so do the Pirates. Yeah. And I think if they bring Paul Skeens up, it's only going to be, you know, a matter of time for that.
The Cubs are a pile of just, like, mid-level free agency signings, I feel like.
They still do have Cody Bellinger, who had a great season last season.
He did. I thought the Phils were going to try and get him.
Yeah. And, you know, looking at, as you said, the NL Central is a good division. The AL East is also a division to watch out for. Yankees, Orioles, Blue Jays, Rays and Red Sox, all at least 500 or above.
Yeah.
There's a lot of competition.
The NL East is just Braves, Phillies.
Yeah, and then in terms of the AL West, it's really just the Rangers and Orioles right now is what it looks like. Astros are still in last. I mean, I'm sure they'll go back up.
Can you scroll up real quick?
Yeah. NL West, Dodgers, Padres is normal. And then AL Central, the best team in the MLB right now.
Oh, would you quit it?
Hey. Percentages don't lie, brother. The Cleveland Guardians are number one.
But they don't have the best run differential now.
No, whatever.
The Twins, they don't. The Twins got to get it together.
I will say the Royals and Tigers have impressed me so far this season. I didn't think they were going to be that good.
No.
Especially the Tigers.
Yeah. Yeah, especially the Tigers.
Who's that pitcher they got?
The Tigers?
That's a great question.
They got this one guy who just throws gas, and he's, I don't know, he's on the uprise is what I've been hearing about him.
So the way that it looks right now, if the season ended today, the Cubs and Buccos playing in the wild card for the National League.
And then the Mets and Phils are tied for that last spot.
Yeah.
Oh, is it Tarik Skubal?
Yep, that's who it is.
He's been pitching insanely well this season.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's exactly who it is. Yeah.
He's really good. He is very, very good. They also have Jack Flaherty in that rotation. Casey Mees, Shelby Miller out of the bullpen, Kenta Maeda. They have some good arms.
Yeah, they do.
You locked in tonight?
Oh, I'm locked in tonight.
You locked in tonight?
You know I am.
Sixers and Heat play tonight at 7 p.m. I'll be tuning in for that one. Last night I was watching Steph Curry go down. I think the big question around that, and I really want to talk about this, is what does Klay Thompson do?
I don't.
I mean, obviously, Steph Curry is going to be a Warrior for life.
And, I don't think it's. He should be. I don't think it's in the best interest of the Warriors to keep him.
I don't think it is either. I mean, the dude last night, that was something last night. What did he finish?
I wouldn't be surprised if the Sixers picked him up. He's not going to be expensive. He had a terrible year this year.
He, oh man, 0-for-10 last night from field goal
range.
Didn't
have a point.
0-for-10. Steph Curry had a little rough first half, but he ended up getting 22 points in that one.
I think you try and rebuild.
I think you do. I mean, because it's not going to take much to rebuild.
You keep Curry. I say you trade away Draymond and Klay.
I think you got to get Draymond out. I think he's. It's not the best way to say it, but I think he is a cancer in a way to the team. I mean, he causes so much drama.
You know where he should go? Philadelphia. He is a Philadelphia.
I don't think
you
want him, though.
I do.
He would fit in so well there.
He would fit so well.
I think he's hurting the team more than helping.
I don't know what the Sixers are going to do this offseason because Tobias Harris is a free agent. Paul George is a free agent.
Well, let's talk playoffs. I want to ask you a couple questions.
Let's hear it.
So the 76ers, obviously, they're going to play a Heat team. The records are fairly even.
Yep.
Right? And so the spread, obviously, Philly, 5.5.
Yeah.
But in basketball, the spread does not really matter, and we've even seen that at the college level. What does Philly have to do tonight to win?
Joel Embiid needs to do what he does. That's it.
So
he's better than Bam Adebayo.
Yeah,
he's better
than
Jimmy Butler.
I mean,
he's
obviously.
Tyler Hero. Like, as long as Embiid controls the court, I don't think we should have a problem.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then you got Matt. As long as Maxey puts up, I think Maxey could put up 25. Then, like, if Embiid puts up 35, Maxey puts up 25, and Tobias puts up 15, we're going to win.
I think.
And Kelly Oubre. Kelly Oubre was such a steal. We got him for damn near league minimum, and he's been great all season.
Yeah. No, I think that was huge. Oh, actually, that's kind of funny. So, I'm going to shift back to baseball.
Let's hear it.
Because they just released the D1 baseball projections, if I can get to it. I don't know if it's free. Yes. So, West Virginia is projected to host a regional within the projected field of 64 as the 16th seed and would take on Virginia Tech as a 2, Rutgers a 3, and Wright State as a 4. So, West Virginia is projected to, right now, host a regional. That's all I wanted to really know. I didn't really care about anything else, really, if I'm going to be completely honest. Everything else is still the same, pretty much. But, no. And then, I think Hawks and Bulls.
Hawks, it doesn't matter. Neither of those teams are going to make it. I think that whoever loses the game between the Sixers and Heat will just lay waste to them.
Yeah, I totally agree. Gonna pull for my guy, Javon Carter, obviously. Got a pull for him tonight. But
he's been
treated poorly in Chicago.
Yeah.
He's been treated.
He was so annoying in Milwaukee. That's all I remember.
Yeah, and then they shipped him off over here, and now it's – or down to Chicago, and now it's, you know.
Yeah.
So Saturday, our Cavs need to go play the Magic. That'll be a pretty good one. I think something to watch, though –
that will be a good series.
Something to watch. As I saw this,
Zion
is out.
Yep,
I think the Kings take the win here.
Yeah, I mean, it's really just Brandon Ingram at that point. Then
without Zion being out,
how are you going to stop De'Aaron Fox, DeMontis Sabonis?
I was just about to say, who's going to guard Sabonis?
Yeah, because you don't have anybody. I mean,
you're in a bad spot right now. If you're the Pelicans
don't have size.
No, they don't.
They don't have size at all.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's just going to be interesting to see what, you know, what they do. Obviously, Friday, your game plan is going to completely change.
Yeah.
Completely take a 180. I mean, is there anything else you all really want to talk about?
Hockey.
I don't want to talk hockey without Andy because he really like I think we can do that next Wednesday.
I'll bring it up just briefly.
Okay, go ahead.
Caps got the last spot last
night. They
did, night.
Unfortunately.
Beat the Flyers when the pressure was on, and we beat the Bruins this weekend, shut them out. It was just a beautiful rally by the Capitals. Caps are in, and the playoff field is set. It's just I think they're determining like seeding in the West, maybe.
Yeah, that's
but
what,
I think.
Yeah.
But everything's set in the.
Everything is pretty much set. Yeah,
set in the East.
Yeah, but I mean,
but I'm chilling. I don't think there's anything else to cover.
Yeah,
I think
next week we'll come back and.
Oh, there is one thing, Quinn. The game that the Caps played against Charlotte, where they very clearly blew that lead on purpose.
Yeah.
I mean, it is what it is. Yeah. Got better seating.
So. Yeah, I mean, it is what it is.
I think Cavs Magic will be a good series. I really want the Sixers to play the Knicks because I think we could. Please. I think we could beat them.
Please, please beat them.
If you want to talk,
I think we will
talk about the Knicks. Randall. We'll talk about somebody who's been playing really well for the Knicks is Deuce McBride.
Yep,
he's been playing really well.
Deuce McBride, man.
I mean, good on their front office for seeing that, signing him to an extension because
they're
going to use him. Yeah, it was about time. But obviously, we can come back next week and be able to talk more in depth. The playoffs will start for both NHL and that. We'll be able to talk about WVU baseball as they will,
keep continuing the conquest.
Hopefully they keep winning. I think they will. Got to figure out that bullpen. We'll be able to talk about, maybe next time we'll have some good news for WVU basketball. It seems like every time we go to record, it's all shattering news. As a reminder, you can catch us on all of the broadcasts for U92. You can catch me on a lot of the baseball broadcasts coming up the next couple of weeks, and then you can catch Nico as well. Nico does a great job when it comes to the board operating stuff.
Thank you.
So, and then all summer long, you can catch me on U92 for Black Bears baseball. We'll be uploading a lot of stuff over summer as well. May get Joey Bray into a couple of episodes, He'll be here in Morgantown. Me and him might come here and talk. NFL draft show for U92 will be next week. We don't have those official assignments yet. Sorry, you were muted.
Who the Steelers taking?
Center.
I say Conner.
I think they really love Zach Frazier. So we'll see what happens.
Sense.
We'll see what happens there. We didn't talk about that, but we'll come next Wednesday, do heavy draft next Wednesday, as that will kind of ease out. That will be our last episode of the academic year. And then we'll do some more stuff this summer. But again, you can catch me on Black Bears all summer long. Nico will be board operating, hosting some pre-F post stuff, I'm sure, within the next couple of weeks
And my podcast,
Beyond the Mat. And his podcast, Beyond the Mat.
WrestleMania
you can catch
absolutely
it.
Phenomenal.
You can catch him on that. But again, you've been listening to the PRT Boys podcast right here on U92, The Moose.